News and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A raging wildfire in Southern California is only 7% contained. This woman and her daughter were among the thousands who evacuated.
The first thing she did was come and get me because we were evacuated down below.
Meantime, a pair of brush fires near Palisades, New Jersey, sent clouds of smoke across the Hudson River and into New York City.
It was just a blaze of fire. And then my husband woke up at 3:30 and just had to shut the windows because the smoke was so bad.
If Tesla is part of your stock portfolio, you've got to be pretty happy this week. Business reporter Jason Brooks explains why.
Tesla's market valuation topped $1 trillion for the first time, with the stock having been on a tear, gaining around 25% since Wednesday.
And big day for the markets. The S&P 500 broke 6,000 today. Briefly, the Dow up 260 points. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Here's some good news. Community Stories starts on November 12th. It'll air on WFHR on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 with me, your host, Melissa Kay. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Flags are flying at half-staff today in honor of Milwaukee Alderman and former Wisconsin State Representative Jonathan Brostoff, who died on Monday, November 4th. Governor Evers said in a statement, "Jonathan's passing is a tragedy to all who knew him and for the many whose lives have been bettered because of his service and advocacy. As a legislator, Jonathan was always eager to seek the good in others, always working in earnest to bridge divides and bring people together of different backgrounds and perspectives." Jonathan is survived by his wife Diana and their four young children. Services will be held today in Milwaukee. Alert teachers might have helped stop a tragedy yesterday in Kenosha. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building.
There's a free concert this Sunday in Stevens Point. You can attend the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America Shades of Blue Jazz Ensemble at the Noel Fine Arts Center on November 10th at 3 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' six-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when seven of their next eight games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost two home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with a 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we're in double bonus early, and this game we're in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
97.5 FM WFH. I would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
A picture-perfect sunny day today, with high temperatures warmer than they should be for November, reaching the mid-50s. And we'll be waking up to mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, with light rain rolling in by the afternoon. Chances of rain linger on and off Sunday, and leaves our highs for the weekend in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
This is producer Greg, and Pat's on vacation all next week, but don't worry, we got special guest hosts Todd Alba, Matt Rothschild, and Luke Mathers. Don't miss it.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, November 8th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to speak with our good friend Meredith Kleckler, executive director of the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Looking forward to talking with her. Looking forward to this conversation all week. In with us right now, our friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing. Phil, of course, joins us weekly Wednesdays on our morning show with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. You hear Quality Plus Printing mention sponsoring Playmakers 3 days a week. We're big fans of our friends over at Quality Plus and love having you guys in, especially with where we're going to put our focus today. First off, Phil, how you doing today?
Yeah, doing really well. Sun's out. Life's good. Mm. Yeah, nice fall day.
Beautiful day out there.
Confused with the seasons over the last couple of weeks and what season we're in.
Yeah.
But it feels like fall today.
I think we got a reminder for people. I think we got a good way for people to remember what season it is, and that is season of giving. Talking about that, Phil.
There you go. Segwaying once again. The master of segue.
Let's tell everybody, especially those that might not know out there, what season of giving is, Phil.
Sure. Thanks for bringing that up, James. So just a few years ago, when I first bought Quality Plus Printing, it would have been 3 years in August now. Amazing time. But I turned to Tracy Biolo, who's our tremendous graphic designer, and said, you know, we do a lot of good work. We get a lot of business from local businesses and local organizations. How do we find a way to give back? You know, we're just a small business. There's about eight of us in there now, but there was only like three or four at the beginning. And how do we give back? And I was on the board for many years for the United Way, and I know the job Terry and her crew does over there. So I thought, well, it'd be great if we could give back to them. We're just a small company, so pledging wouldn't be a law, but what else could we do? So Tracy had this idea in her back pocket for several years, I think, and she said, Phil, I've been looking at designing a coloring book. I said, oh, that's a great fit. You know, it's a great fit for the holidays, and a great fit would be able to give back. And so her and I went back and forth with the ideas behind it and what we could do with it, and I thought, well, it could be an excellent fundraiser for the United Way. So we're blessed to have many good customers and many good businesses like this one in our community that when I reached out wanted to be involved. And so right off the bat, we did it the first year and probably had a dozen or so sponsors, but we were able to raise well over $4,000 for the United Way. With these coloring books. That's just amazing, right?
Yeah.
So not only local businesses donating, but businesses that we deal with, E.O. Johnson, who we have contracts with for our printing, right? Mm-hmm. They donated the clicks, as we call them, the cost for printing for this. We get most of our paper from a company called Midland, another with local representatives, but it's who we order our paper from. And they donated a lot of the paper, along with my job at the mill for many years was I lost, of course, when the mill went away. But there are still good people over there working in certain sections of the mill, and they still process paper. Well, Billerud would have, as it is now, donated paper as well, and they still are doing that. And so those behind the scenes people donated, but also a lot of local business people, retail, and service industries donated to it. So when we added up the whole bill, or well, the whole amount that we got donated was over $4,000. And we made 1,000 books that first year, coloring books. Tracy designs them. They're beautiful. And we just got them out to like Boys and Girls Club, local different people, Therapies Plus, different people that work with children all the time. A lot of Domtar, again, is another one. I should have said the donated paper for this, right? And they have all three years because they're doing it this year, too. They take books because they go out into schools over Christmas time and read with the kids. And so we got some of the Domtar to use to hand out. So that first year, about 1,000, but we ran out, to be honest. Huh. And people were asking for more. So last year, and then this year, we're going to print over 2,000. And last year, we upped our game, too, and handed them out at the Wisconsin Rapids Christmas parade.
Yeah.
And to almost 900 kids.
I want to talk about this year's coloring book, Phil, but first I want to take some of that data that you just gave us, because one, amazing. Just amazing. There's a lot of things you said in that really stand out. Certainly the money donated to the United Way, which we all know goes right back into our community.
Right.
So that is an investment in our community right there, and helping the United Way do that good work. It's also noteworthy, too, that I want to bring attention to this whenever I can, because for one, I think we're so close to it, we might not see it always. And two, I think we've almost, in some kind of fun way, we've almost normalized this. But I've lived a lot of places. Everybody, I've moved around a lot. Me and Phil have both lived in a lot of places. I've never seen a community like this.
No.
I've never lived in a community like this. I've never been around an area that is so good at putting into causes and finding a great balance of doing that, spreading the wealth, if you will, being able to do these things. I want to talk about two real key parts of this conversation and the season of giving and these coloring books. First of all, there is the business side of this. There's the PR side of this, if you will. There are people out there right now getting paid a lot of money to do marketing, and I can save you a lot of money right now. Attach yourself to things like this. You just heard in this brief conversation we've already had, Phil mentioned a number of businesses. Nobody paid him to do that. Nobody paid me for any of this or anything. That's right. Free advertising. Right there, you're already getting more bang for your buck. You cannot put a price on attaching yourself to projects like this, the feel good of it, what it means for your community. There is no price tag you can put on. I want to create this kind of PR. How much will it cost me? Right. Nobody could tell you. Right. You can't buy that kind of stuff. The idea of doing those things, as well as seeing your name attached to these projects that the community sees nonstop. So they're not only seeing your business, but they're seeing you attached to something very important and puts back into our community. Right. So all that is needs to be said, I think. It is certainly a part to where we can reach people out their wallet, but I want to reach your heart. I want to reach your soul, because when you're a part of these things, it feels good.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think we lose sight of sometimes. It's worth doing sometimes that feels good, and it's really means something to be a part of something like this, Phil.
You just so intelligently explained my thought process, because we're on the same wavelength there. No, when I do advertising for Quality Plus Printing, I look for ways that it means more than just getting my name out there, but it's helping something or a cause or something like that. And so that's what this is all about, too. And I deeply believe in my soul that what you give, you get back. And I don't go into this thinking that, you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
But you go into this thinking, how do I help some other people out? And how do we get the word out, you know, about what we do at the same time? And as a marketing person, but that's the way to go, I think. I don't advertise just to advertise to say for all your printing needs or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to do something that has a hook behind it, has a meaning behind it that people are going to, you know, can take home and believe in. And that's what this is. When these companies give, and they're all people, for the most part, I know and trust and know, believe in this community. And so when I reach out to them, the key is to reach out to them, first of all, because so many of them want to help the community, like you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask them and you have a way, an avenue to do it that they know is going to work, like this coloring book, that there's meat behind it, for lack of better words. And Tracy Biolo was behind it, one of the highest integrity people and hard worker and very creative people you want to meet in this community. That's going behind this.
Mm-hmm.
And so these companies, which are all tremendous companies that are backing this coloring book, know that. And you know, people know who Terry Johns is in this community. People know what the United Way does. If they don't, Call Terry. She'll tell you. Yeah, they're a hardworking crew over there, and I'm very, very lit up with passion that this can help them.
Anything different? Certainly making more copies. That's fantastic and really exciting to hear. Yeah. Anything different about this year's coloring book that stands out to you?
Well, Tracy does a on the lighter side. Tracy does a new design every year. I mean, it has the same bright colors and everything, but this is...
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome.
You just have to take James and I word for it.
You got to get one yourself.
And so I don't forget, if you do want one of these, we're going to print them probably next week because we're waiting for a few more sponsors to come in that I know are going to come in so we can make sure they're on the back of this thing. We put all the sponsors' logos on the back and and mention them like we were talking about, and I'll put them out in social media as well. But so we're going to print this early next week, so... If you do want a copy and you haven't got one, please come to us. You know what I mean? And we'll have extra at the shop, for lack of better words, so you can get one.
As long as we're on the subject, if I am a business and I would like to still be a part of it, can I be filmed?
Oh, sure, yeah. So my goal is to have this wrapped up by next Wednesday, right? So we got a few more days that we get all the sponsors in so we can start printing it late next week. And we want to have it ready for the parade and then to give out over the holidays to people like the Boys and Girls Club, like we talked about, that use a bunch of them. Please get a hold of us over at Quality Plus Printing. Again, I'm Phil, Tracy McKenna, who answers the phones over there, and just give us a shout out and say, I want to be a part of this, and we'll call you right back if I'm not there.
We'll give you the information on how to do that before we wrap up the show. And certainly, once these are published, they're out there, we'll be letting you know how you can get one. Yeah. We'll be promoting it nonstop on our morning show. We cannot wait for these to hit the community. They're going to be great.
No doubt. And we usually bring over a set of copies over here, obviously, as well. So if you live over on this side of town and you want to come get it, right, from James and come talk to me, to James and Seth and the crew here and Pam, we'll have some copies here for you two guys too, because you guys have been a tremendous help with getting the word out about this, and I truly appreciate it.
This is such a great thing. It just feels good to even talk about, let alone to be a small part of, and everything. So we're very excited about these and looking forward to them. But as excited as we are, as much as we're looking forward to them, the kids, we didn't even come close to how excited they are for this. They're really going to love these.
And I ask if you're out there and you do get some of these, and I hope you do, if you get pictures of some of your children or people having fun with them, please share them with us, because we'll share it out on social media, share it with James here, and we can spread the word about how these are going. And like the Boys and Girls Club has a big Christmas party every year, and I mention them a lot, but we bring over like 200 of these things to them, and they give them out, and we'll get some crayons to go with them as well, and they have a big party and hand these out, and they said the kids get lit up.
I can't imagine.
So I'm really happy about that. That's a great example of a good use of these. But to get them out in the hands of children over Christmas time, and is what our goal is. So
we're speaking with Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing, and you know that voice, and you know Phil pretty well by now, because Phil also joins us every Wednesday in the morning on our morning show with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, one of the sponsorship things that Quality Plus does with us, and we love hanging out with you and talk with you on Wednesdays. Encourage everybody to come around for that. As I mentioned before, sponsor of Playmakers. I'd like to shout you guys out whenever we get a chance.
Thank you.
Being able to talk sports, that you and I both know how much we love and this community loves to be able to do. There's a very few live sports call-in shows anymore. We're partially able to do that, and thanks to you guys. I also wanted to bring up Wham Incorporated, Phil, because one of the other things that I think that you have done very smart over there is kind of, you know, finding different ways to spin the business and find other avenues in the said business of printing. And Wham Incorporated, I think, has done that while at the same time finding a great way to highlight our individuals in our community.
Yeah, thanks. We have we talked about before, a bunch of great customers in this community. And so when they come to us and say, do you do this? Do you do this? Can you do this? And for the most part, we can. But there's a few things that we, you know, like printing on apparel. And I had that question asked me enough times, and I said, okay, that's enough getting asked that question. because I don't sit still very well.
You know, you're asked the question a lot when you start a new business because of the question.
Yeah. So we got that question so many times that I said, okay, well, let's get a look into this and how it's going to work and what's the possibilities of doing this. And luckily I had some friends that were doing it in their basement for fun, bungees. And I talked to them and said, we can make this bigger. Would you want to come over if I create some workspace over at Quality Plus Printing? And they jumped in, And so we've been slowly but surely ramping it up, and we keep getting more orders, which is awesome, without really spreading the word too hard. I'm trying to make sure we can do this correctly and right before the business model. Before
smart way to do it.
Because quality cost printing is humming. So, yeah. You know, I needed more to do.
Right.
So here we go.
And, that little bit of room on your plate. Let's go ahead and fill
that.
Here
we go. So, no, it's been awesome. And we're very happy to be able to print on apparel, all types of apparel, many different ways we can do it. We have some examples at the shop if you want to come in and see. But I'm very happy to do local companies, and that's what I thought. You know, we again, those great customers, I'm just telling them, hey, we know we print these things for you. We could also do this, and then we're getting orders because of it. So we're blessed. We have contacts at Lincoln and Assumption and in some of the different schools, Nakusa, and that have come to us and said, you know, could you do this project? So slowly but surely, it's growing, and it's doing really well. So I'm really proud of it. The WAM thing, of course, Wicked Awesome Media is my LLC that owns Quality Plus Printing. That's a main New England term.
Yes.
So that's where it comes from. Wicked Awesome means really good.
Yes.
In case you didn't know.
Just
to clarify that out. Yeah. So Wicked Awesome Media, WAM, and that superhero theme came out of that. And it's been fantastic. My whole family has gotten involved in it and made it grow. So happy to take it on. And we're even growing into more things. This little coaster guy here.
Yeah.
We can do those.
That's right.
We got a little laser guy that I'm still learning about that can print on coasters and wood and notebooks and personalize pretty much anything. So another little chapter that we're messing with to see how that'll go, but it's been fantastic. And again, thanks to all of our customers for making it that way.
I want to touch on that a little bit more in a second, but I do want to mention that one of the other things that WAM Incorporated has done is have this great feature where we're looking for hometown heroes.
Yeah, please keep them coming. We got it. Hopefully, it's a long process. I'm trying to do it at least monthly, and it's taken more than a month in some cases. So I apologize out there, but we have another one lined up here, hopefully, within the next week or two. Yeah, so we'll get the word out. But yeah, please, if you have people out there that are doing more than one of those wicked awesome words is called lanyap. That was the first one I ever did, I think.
Yeah.
Because my former boss, David Sams at the mill, he was an Alabama boy. Lanyap means give more than expected. Okay, it's a French Cajun word.
That.
Give more than what people think. And so if people out there doing lanyap in our community, bring it on, because we want to hear about it. And there are hundreds of them, obviously, that are going above and beyond what they need to do, what's expected of them to try to make this a better community that we live in, and in extension, a better, I don't know, county, better state, better world overall. Yeah. So if you have some of those people in your life, and we can get them a free T-shirt, get them some mentions. I mean, the T-shirt's a small thing, but it's a neat thing to be able to tell other people about some of the good stuff that's happening out there.
Let Phil or I know. Write us on our social media platforms. You can direct message us on Facebook or something. Just a couple of sentences of this individual and why you think they deserve to be highlighted, why they are a hometown hero. We love to hear that. We love to highlight our people out there. So
you said before, I think this is going to grow, and we just got to keep after it. And the more we do it, I'm sure the more people will be comfortable getting the word out about them.
We'll do a slow grow on this one. Because as Phil mentioned, he's got a lot. Maybe he didn't mention, I'm mentioning, you got a lot on your plate. Understandable with all the things that you do in the community. I didn't even get the chance to mention about your work in tennis in the area and everything.
Yeah, that just ended.
Yeah.
And
congrats on a great season to you and the kids.
Great season. We had a great time. For the second year in a row, a doubles team of mine made it down to state. And so the first time in many decades. So, that was really anything. So local tennis is doing well. Local pickleball is doing well, as we see. But the tennis team did awesome. And I'm very proud of those young ladies. But it does take your time for a couple months, like doing a play, right, James? It is your focus for a couple months. And what's funny is that I thought, okay, it's done. I can do that. But then last night it was a Glenn Miller band.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Heard great things.
Over at the PAC, and we had our tennis banquet this week, and it's like, sooner or later, it's going to slow down.
But it's such a busy time of year, too.
And then here comes the holidays, right? And a lot of good things happen in our community.
And as we're wrapping up, Phil, speaking of being busy, I always like to find out or ask you about, you know, future projects or fun, interesting things you guys are working on. Because, boy, out there, if you have an idea, bring it to Quality Plus. They love working with you guys and love being creative over there.
Yeah, we got a bunch of holiday projects coming up. We're getting people that, of course, have holiday events coming. So we do a lot of the posters, a lot of raffle tickets, things like that for a lot of different people. Assumption has a royal auction this weekend. We did their programs for them, you know, things like that, special, really quick turns. We specialize in that. Tracy's fast and hard worker, McKenna as well. And we are able to turn things within a day or two sometimes for people. So a lot of local programs, sports programs. The River King's ramping up. We print their programs to hand out to the games. So I'm always running over, same with the Rafters, same day, running over to the rink or over to the ballpark. Whether these things, and that's what we can do that other printers might not be able to. That yeah. if they try to get somebody from Wausau to do it or Point or whatever, but I can run down the street with them same day and get them done.
So. A shout out to our postal service. They do amazing work at everything. You can't beat that kind of speed, though. You can't beat that. And that kind of care, that kind of passion for what you do, too, to where you're doing that with things.
That's part of the benefit package, for lack of better words, that we offer. we can make things. Our friends at ERCO just called me this morning before I came here. Can you bring this over for us to see? Well, there I was at ERCO before we came here. You know, we can do that. And they're a huge customer for us and a great local business that gives back all the time. Am I going to go to bat for them? Darn right I am every time I can, you know. Mm-hmm. They've been great to us and great to the community. And for us, no job too big, too small. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We do onesies for people all the time, including the apparel, where people just bring, can you do this one shirt for me I need for my brother's birthday or whatever? Yeah, we can. Yeah. Can we do 500? Yeah, we can. You know, so it's just, we're learning, but in same with the print world, we're able to turn jobs within an hour, sometimes 2 hours if we have to. If we have a couple big digital presses over there, and we'll make the time to make it happen. So bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
If you can think it, they're going to try to do it over there. Yeah. They're going to work with you on it. And as you heard Phil mentioning earlier about the laser work and some of these things, they're not only bringing in new ways and new techniques, but learning them themselves. And this is something that is such a fun part of the creative process. If you can think it, bring it over there to Quality Plus Printing. Phil, thank you so much for all the time today. We cannot wait for these coloring books and a season of giving to really get going here. And I appreciate the time and the effort you and your team put into this community.
Well, thanks, James. And again, I'm so proud to be on this radio station with you. We listen as much as we can. That the work you do and the rest of the crew here, exemplary. And we're very lucky to have you guys in this community. So thank you.
True team effort. Really is, all of us. True team effort. If join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. They're at 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they are doing. And be sure to share their posts on your social media accounts. You just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. Phil, we'll talk, if not sooner, Wednesday for sure.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community, and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
So no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 97.5 WFHR and the Civic Media app.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There will be changes coming to the Alex C. Dove Foundation. This is the nonprofit that supports the Dove's Nest, a lakeside cabin near Nakusa that offers respite retreat to families struggling with cancer. The Dove family has announced the Dove's Nest will close at the end of 2024. They are thankful for the community support, donors, and volunteers that enabled them to host 65 families at the Dove's Nest since 2019. The demands and challenges in managing this nonprofit are unsustainable for the family. They will transition the Alex C. Dove Foundation into a scholarship fund to honor and memorialize Alex. The scholarship program will be managed by Encourage Community Foundation. They will continue to host families at Dove's Nest until the end of this year. The new legislative maps allowed Wisconsin Democrats to gain some ground in the state legislature. They flipped at least 10 seats in the assembly. Although Republicans still have the upper hand, this quashes their supermajority. Democrats believe this puts them in a better position to gain chamber control in 2026. UW-Green Bay political scientist David Helpap says this lays the groundwork for changes in future policy proposals.
As districts become more competitive, it makes it more difficult for those who are elected officials in those districts to really propose policies that are too far left or right of center, simply because they know they're going to have to answer to voters that are more center than they used to be.
He says the new legislative maps leveled the playing field for legislators in a way that Wisconsin hasn't seen in more than a decade. That made it possible for Democrats to pick up key seats in districts covering the northern Milwaukee suburbs, the north side of Madison, as well as Richland and Sauk counties, the Green Bay area, and much of the Fox cities. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low near 30 tonight. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, couple of showers around in the afternoon, and especially by night. A high near 50. Low 50s with rain wrapping up early Sunday. Even with the sun back Monday, it only warms to 50. It's 55 right now.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, November 8th, 2024. I have your host, James, here. And right now, we are joined by one of my favorite people to talk to, Meredith Kleckler, Executive Director of Visit Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Meredith, always good to talk with you. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you very much. I love to talk with you as well.
One of my early interviews was with you, Meredith, and really helped me get comfortable with the job. And I always appreciate getting the chance to talk with you guys. And we are just kind of joking in our pregame here a little bit that we don't get to do this very often.
We don't.
Because you guys are always giving of your time to other events and businesses in the area. And I really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you. You provide a valuable service to visitors and residents alike. So we're grateful to you.
One of the things that we don't get the chance to do is kind of touch on the who, what, when, where, why of our Visitors Bureau. And while I think that, well, we are specifically talking about Wisconsin Rapids, we have a lot of listeners in a lot of other areas. I want you all to take some notes here and you know, give a shout out to your local visitors bureaus. They do amazing work in our communities and oftentimes don't get a chance to be highlighted. But we're going to highlight you guys today. And I want to talk about right out the gate, Meredith, why tourism matters and why it is so important to our communities.
Tourism matters because, for example, Wood County generated a record-breaking $211 million in economic impact in 2023. It's incredible. The state, tourism is the fourth largest economic enterprise in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin had a historic record-breaking $25 billion economic development or economic impact from tourism last year. So it's important because it impacts us all, whether you are a hospitality business, a restaurant, a hotel, a gas station, or just a grocery store, a store that sells equipment people might need when they're in town, or you're a company that ships the products to all those businesses, or you are the person who comes to a tournament or comes to enjoy a show or anything in town. We're all impacted by tourism. And the dollars it brings into the community are of benefit to everybody. The tax dollars alone, the state and local taxes that came into Wood County last year were $12.6 million.
Jeez.
So it really does have a huge impact. In the city of Wisconsin Rapids, we have seen an increase the last 6 years straight in the amount of dollars that come into our community that can be used both by our organization to keep going and marketing and promoting, but also by the city.
Part of the reason I start off the show wanted to encourage people to care about their local visitors bureaus and paying attention to that is because while Meredith and people like Meredith work at these places, don't forget that we all do. We all work at the Visitors Bureau. We are all mascots for our community. We all sellers of our community because this benefits all of us. As Meredith was just giving us the numbers of how many people out there like lower taxes. I'm seeing all hands being risen right now. This helps towards that. And when we have the 113 million visitors this year, Meredith, I'm seeing.
Yep.
Every one of those individuals we're selling to. Mm-hmm. We're selling our community to. We're selling our events to and everything. So it really does matter how we treat people and how much we care about our Visitors Bureau and the impact they make. Those are amazing numbers to hear.
They really are. And truly, we can't do what we do without the great people in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding communities. Mm-hmm. We are consistently told by visitors from all over the state and actually the world that everybody's welcoming and they appreciate how they feel when they come visit our area. And really, that's what encourages them to come back. It's how they feel and the experiences they had.
So knowing how much those things matter, this is why we tell you what and who our Visitors Bureau is. Get into that a little bit, if you don't mind, Mary.
Sure, not at all. We are the destination marketing organization or the tourism entity for the Wisconsin Rapids area. We represent Wisconsin Rapids and Southern Wood County. We are a not-for-profit organization, and we're governed by a board of directors who work in industries related to what we do, hotels, dining, attractions, those type of businesses. We are funded by room taxes, and I think sometimes that's important to note because we're primarily funded by the people who use our services. Mm-hmm. Local tax dollars aren't paying for what we do. We work to promote and market the area as a destination, and we do that to try to attract tour groups, which are starting to come back. We just had one from La Crosse last week.
Good to hear.
But also business and leisure travelers, sports tournaments, meetings, and conventions. We work to try to bring them here for their first visit because it all starts with a visit.
You know, and something you mentioned there I think is really interesting, too. Certainly the latter part that you said there, that's details that we don't always hear or may not know, not common knowledge, certainly. But the idea of the board of directors, and while you hear board of directors, most people give an idea in their head, but I appreciate the extra step there of mentioning that it's locals doing this. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to selling this area and certainly marketing this area or any of the above, you have locals doing this. You have people from here. So many times, especially in the business I'm in, you have a consultant, the famous consultant that comes in from some state 100,000 miles away and tries to tell you what to do with your show that is not even from the area. Mm-hmm. You have people from the area kind of promoting and marketing our area that know it better than anybody. Mm-hmm. So that is a key part of this and a really cool part of this, I think, too.
Yeah, we're blessed. We have board members that are lifelong residents of this area that have had business for years and really bring a perspective that is really valuable.
And you know, well, time moves so fast and everything. 2016, not that long ago, and not that big of a stretch of time, to think of the amount of great work that has been done in that time is really impressive, very impressive. And the type of work that we're doing, we're talking about here, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what you guys do over there, if you don't mind, Meredith.
You know, people travel to our area for all different reasons, and we work to try to attract all those people, all different demographics. You know, families come for vacation, but sometimes they come to celebrate. Maybe they're here for a class reunion or they're here to celebrate a birthday. People come for business. When the Wood County Jail was being built, we had a lot of business people, a lot of travelers coming for business. Each year when the cranberries are blooming, there's a beekeeper that comes into town and stays in town with his bees to be able to. So there's some things that not everybody thinks about, but that's an example of business travel. Of course, we have huge sporting events, and we're really excited to be hosting another USA BMX Nationals in 2025. So it's one of only 30 in North America.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. The Wisconsin State Water Ski Show is a huge example of that. It's the largest and longest running in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's just here in our community.
Yeah.
So it brings people. Last year we had people from Belgium, Australia. Mm. It brings people from all over. So. So, you know, whether people are coming to just relax or to re-energize or to reconnect, we work to let them know that they can do that here and this is the perfect place.
One of my, actually, I should say a handful of my relatives, when my nan and papa first moved to Rome, they would come up from Illinois or come from out east or whatever, and they'd come here. And every time they visited, they did not want to leave. Mm-hmm. And these were, you know, downright city people. Mm-hmm. But they'd get here, and what they loved was they were in nature, they felt, but there was so much convenience to things. Our area really does give you something for everybody, whether you are a single individual out there, you're a big family, if you are young, old, there really is something for everybody when it comes to this. And the entertainment, the culture, and the sports that are available in this area are second to none. And there aren't many communities our size that have a local, like two baseball teams, a hockey team, let alone all the high school sports we have. That alone is something that stands out. But you mentioned the we have the biggest water ski show tournament in the world here.
We do, and it's free.
Yeah. We haven't even mentioned Cranberry Blossom Fest or some of these other events that, as long as they've been around, only seem to get more popular every year. It's really noteworthy, too, when I talk, taking an event like that as an example. Cranberry Blossom Fest has been around a long time. And every year, they make it better. And they're able to do that because every year, or not every year maybe, but every once in every cycle, you have new people, you know, putting their creative input into that and other members in the community adding to that. So really, it remains fresh. It remains interesting and cool every year. And that's just one example. Mm-hmm. That happens all the time with our area. Mm-hmm. It's really something to what we are able to offer in this area. And I bring this up not just for us, of course, locals that know a lot of this, but we've got a lot of surrounding areas. And especially when it comes to advertising. advertising. You have hit your area quite a bit. Come on over here. Advertise with us over here a little bit and everything, and we'll show you how much the power of that here. Mm-hmm. There's so many things to attach your name to. It's a really unique area and a lot of really fun events that we have lined up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're truly blessed by that. You mentioned not many cities have the sports. We also have a great arts and culture. Mm. You know, we have two museums. We have three live theaters, you know, plus the cinema. We have a lot of talented people in this community, artists, and we're grateful that they're willing to share.
I joke with a lot of my Madison friends about this all the time, that I will take our creatives over their creatives any day. Mm-hmm. And I love Madison. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of friends over there and a lot of really fun creative people. Mm-hmm. And that's a melting pot with the university. Stevens Point is another example of that. I stand on this. This area has some of the most amazing creatives and versatile creatives. We're not just talking about singers and songwriters and actors or any of that, but photographers and sculptors and woodcutters and mm-hmm. so many different things. It's really something that to be what we have to offer in this area, which is why when I'm asking a who, what, when, where, why, and when, well, when is pretty much always, isn't it?
It is always. Yeah. Every chance we get, we're blessed to be able to tell the stories of the people and the attractions in this community. And so every chance we get, we do that. And we also are really actively listening and always learning more.
And that kind of leans into the how of how you guys are able to do this. There's so many different ways that you are able to promote our local businesses and our local events.
Mm-hmm. You know, we are centrally located. Within 4 hours, you can get here from Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, not to mention everywhere in Wisconsin. So I like to tell people we're the Northwoods experience without the drive.
That's good. That's a good line. That's good.
But we really do have so much. You mentioned music. We have an awesome burgeoning music scene, you know, and all different mm-hmm. styles of music, bluegrass and jazz and you know, all country and rock and roll, all different types of music. And this past year, we saw a huge increase in the amount of live music mm-hmm. happening in our community. So we work to just get the story out and connect the local resources to those visitors that might be interested in them.
It's really one of the first things when we've had like Bluegrass on the Lake or Dove's Nest or some of these groups that are wonderful, wonderful people and organizations that when they're just getting started, it's one of the first things that they did or they will suggest to people is reaching out to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. You guys are able to market and help people and guide people in many ways when they're beginning these things. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing for a business out there or any nonprofit or any of the above. You reach out and you attach yourself to the Visitors Bureau, they're going to have your back. They're going to be able to help you navigate these things better than anybody can.
Yeah, and we're happy to do that. And mm-hmm. actually, there's, you know, what our services, there's no cost for us to promote. As long as an event is open to visitors, of interest to visitors and open to the public, we're happy to promote it. We just need to know about it. Yeah. So we're happy to do that. We have a website, a calendar on a website that's very popular. We promote social media. And then we do a lot of print advertising. It's not seen so much here, with the exception of our annual visitors guide, mm-hmm. Which we're working on now. We also do a lot of advertising. Last year we advertised in Canada. We were on billboards mm-hmm. in Toronto. Mm,
awesome.
We work to bring people from the outside in. So a mm-hmm. lot of our print advertising isn't seen here.
Which is a great point to bring up, and what I was touching on earlier when I was reaching out to other communities and everything. This is what smart marketing is. This is your area knows you're this business, and it's not to say you don't market in your area, but if you got a pie chart and you're putting 20% here, 20% there, we encourage you to put that maybe 30% of it or whatever in another town, in another state, even sometimes. Mm-hmm. You just don't know who's going to see that. And hey, we're vacationing. We go to the same place all the time. What's this Wisconsin Rapids? What's that? This sounds interesting. You just never know who might be and who that person might tell, hey, this is really good. That's how my family ended up here, is this way and stuff. My papa drove semi through up to Canada and had friends from Wisconsin that would rave about central Wisconsin. And so he got curious. And here we are. And now you're stuck with me.
No, I'm the story too. I'm the story of a visitor who became a resident. Same thing. I had a great aunt and uncle who lived here and I used to visit as a child. And then my sister got a job in Stevens Point and said, hey, we really think we want want to live in Wisconsin Rapids. And so, you know, so we came to visit. And so I'm the story, too.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. That's very cool. And it's part of why we encourage this so much. We know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We can back it up. And we do that with the where a lot, too, Meredith, and where you guys are able to do these things and put this mm-hmm. focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see an increase. Social media is very popular. I really believe print people sometimes still like to have a map, mm-hmm. or the Cranberry Highway map is very
Absolutely.
Popular every year. And people, you know, we had visitors from all Arkansas and Texas and all over coming to see cranberries because it's something they don't have. Mm-hmm. So we love our cranberry heritage, and mm-hmm. it's what helps bring people here. But then we like to expose them to all the other great things.
Yeah. You use the cranberries to lure them in, and then we get them. And, you know, in all seriousness, it really does. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice way to kind of sandwich these things, if you will, of, mm-hmm. hey, this you come here because of this. Well, look at all these other things. Mm-hmm. The visitor's guide is certainly, you mentioned that. That's something that is really helps out a lot to a lot of, not just locals, but certainly others. Trade shows are another one that we don't get to touch on very often, but that's another way of helping and where you guys can make an impact.
Mm-hmm. We go to State Fair, the Wisconsin State Fair every year. We have a day at the State Fair where we go and promote the Wisconsin Rapids area. The Green Bay RV and Camping Show we participate in. And we also work regionally because we understand that sometimes people come for a whole experience. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the NFL draft is coming.
Yes.
You know, that's probably going to impact everybody in the state on some level. So we work with Travel Wisconsin or the State Department of Tourism. We also partner with our friends at Visit Marshfield mm-hmm. and the Stevens Point Area Convention and Visitors Bureau for Central Wisconsin Tourism. So we work to get us listed regionally. So one of the things we actively work on is to get on the Travel Wisconsin events and places mm-hmm. website and widgets. So our businesses and our events are being promoted all throughout the state.
It's incredibly smart and thought through and calculated, and I appreciate that. I really appreciate hearing other like Wausau and Marshfield and these other community bureaus working together. Mm-hmm. We're stronger together.
We are.
And it's nice to see that. I mm-hmm. think that we all know that we have people that know people that live in different communities or travel for work or anything. It just makes sense mm-hmm. for us to work together on these things. That's really cool to hear. Mm-hmm. And I know people are out there listening and wondering, well, maybe you're not a business, maybe you're just an individual or so. How can you help? How can you impact your community and be a part of things? And I want to get into that a little bit with you, Meredith.
So really just tell us what's going on. Let us know. If you have a great event or a fundraiser, there's a lot of great fundraisers that happen in this area that benefit awesome charities, but they also provide really cool, unique experiences. You mentioned a couple. So tell us. Just let us know what's happening. We'll get it on the calendar. The earlier, the better, because then we have a little more time to schedule some social media posts. We are fond. We did with the Rafters this past year, for their Heroes Week, mm-hmm. we did giveaways, social media giveaways, where people could win gift bags and tickets to the games. So we're always looking for creative ways to help engage people and get them involved.
Yeah, with our River Kings, which is so nice to any chance. Well, I mean, you can tell I'm a big hockey guy, so any chance mm-hmm. to talk about that. But the Kings are one of our better examples, like the Rafters and others in this area, of really being able to, similar to the Cranberries, hey, you want to come here because you love hockey, you come here because you love baseball, well, look at what else we got, and look at these other things. Mm-hmm. They are, certainly mascots and you know, sellers of our area just as much as any of this, and it's another great set of events that are coming up. We just got done this week wrapping up the Glenn Miller Orchestra coming to town.
Last night.
Yeah, I heard so many great things mm-hmm. about that show. We've got other great events coming up as well, Meredith. Before we give people a ways to contact you, if they have further questions or want to be a part of things, let's talk a little bit about some of the events coming up at the end of November here and getting into December. We have the Veterans Day Spaghetti Dinner happening with our friends at the VFW 2534. That is going on this weekend on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Be sure to make plans for that. Rekindle the Spirit Parade is right around the corner. Man, that is right around the corner.
It is.
Wow, that is 27th. I see that that's starting up. Mm-hmm. So that would be going to be a big event. Did you have something?
Sorry. Just the city is lighting the Grand Avenue and the Jackson Street bridges. So the lights will reflect in the water, and there's hopes that that will be ready to be done on the night of Rekindle the Spirit. So there'll be a bridge lighting ceremony.
That's we've talked about this a little bit behind the scenes. I'm so excited for this. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really, really cool. Here's fingers crossed. Here's hoping. And mm-hmm. shout out to all the workers out there that are working so hard on all that to get mm-hmm. that done.
And the city actually invested locally too. It's a local it's a local vendor that's doing all that work. So we're excited about that.
And we're very excited here about the 40th annual. 40th annual already. Cranberry Classic coming up at Assumption High School. That's mm-hmm. going to be cool. Thanksgiving weekend, the 29th and the 30th, we have the guys from Assumption on to talk about this, mm-hmm. usually on Playmakers and stuff, and cannot wait for that. Small Business Saturday, another big event to wrap up November.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's huge. And the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber does a great passport experience that encourages people to go from shop to shop and invest locally.
Yeah. And December, right around the corner. And I wanted to make sure to mention the Zohr Shriners Festival of Trees. Mm-hmm. Another event that we won't get to touch on very often, but a really fun event.
Mm-hmm. It started last year, and it's really fun to go through. And you can bid on the trees. You can bid to win the trees, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
And they, again, all the proceeds go to benefit local.
December alone has something for everybody. The Nakusa Christmas Parade coming up on Market Street over on the 7th. You have the Christmas Family Dinner happening at Rooted in Red on the 7th as well. 7th through 9th will be the 8th Annual Christmas Tree Walk happening with our friends at the South Dakota Historical Museum. Big shout out to them. And White Christmas with our great friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater going to be premiering next month on the 7th. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that one as well. That's going to be White Christmas. Yeah, premieres on the 7th.
It does.
It's going to be a great one. And Boogie and Neo Yo-Yo's Christmas with You. I love those guys. That's going to be great.
Yep, that should be fun.
So many great events. River Kings hockey throughout the month of December as well.
Tonight.
Yes.
Tonight and tomorrow,
yes.
River Kings hockey. Something notable about the River Kings, they're celebrating their 10th season, mm-hmm. Promoting hockey up and down the river.
Mm-hmm.
Last night we celebrated our Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission Awards.
Yeah.
And Coach Paul is the winner of the MVP award.
Very proud of him for that. Been embarrassing him every chance I get
there
bringing
you go.
That up.
That's good.
Meredith, great conversation as always. We don't get together nearly enough. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, just work with the Bureau. How can they do that? How can they reach you?
They can stop in and see us anytime. We're located downtown on the east side of the river, on the corner of Jackson and 2nd Streets. We're open 9 to 5 every day, or Monday through Friday. But you can also reach us on our website, visitwisrapids.com. And, of course, you can call us at 715-422-4650.
And be sure to follow them on social media, everybody. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things going on in your community. Meredith, thank you again for all you guys, you and your team, do for the community and hanging out with us today.
Thank you so much. I really enjoy this. Thanks, James.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr, drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. CB